Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm your hostess here, Pam Bright. I'm so glad you're here. And this is our light language energy transmission show where you get to experience healing for yourself on any level, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. If you've got anything going on at all, I want to hear about it. So there is a call-in number that hopefully is up on your screen. And I have it here as well. I will tell you what that is. It's 1-800-930-2819. So if you are interested in receiving a transmission from the energies that work through me for you, including your own guidance, your own guides, teachers, and angels, then I'd love to hear from you. You will have your turn to receive whatever you need in this show. And please know that even if I'm working with someone else at the time, that the energy codes that come in, you can use them for your own body system as well and your own life. So know that this is transcendent and goes to any part of you that you need some help with today. So before we get going, really launching into that, I'm going to actually do some centering and grounding, because that's really important for me as a hostess of this show, but also for you to really ground into separating yourself from the outside noise of the world and really honing in on what's going on internally for you. So go ahead and simply, if you're in a place where you can close your eyes, really center in on your breathing, that's awesome. I'm getting out my little drumstick that likes to get caught in the inside of my drum. And if we can't get it out, then we'll just do that without the drum. But it looks like it's going to come out any second here. There we go. All right. You know, there's always going to be a challenge any moment for you. So you just kind of got to roll with it, okay? So this is my drum, as you can see, hand-painted. I just did that back in, 1991, I think I made this. Yes, 1991. I call it Mother's Song. It's a universal drum that helps you on your spiritual path and with your body system to just resonate with the heartbeat of the Earth Mother, your own heartbeat, and the heartbeats of all the people that are here on this planet now. So just go ahead and allow yourself to center into the core of you. Hey, hey. So that's just a little taste of the healing energy that I allow to come through me for you. These transmissions are always unique in and of themselves, every show that we do, and they are connected in with the collective humanity that exists on the planet now. And if you are present in this show, you will receive exactly what you need. And if you want to do it consciously and on the air, then go ahead and call in and we'll get you in the queue for that. If you would prefer to write in, you can either do that on the Transformation Talk Radio chat line and write that in, or you can email me at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. So there you go. Yesterday was 2/2/2022, Power Day. Many of us have called yesterday a portal day. And there are, my understanding is there's another portal happening on the 22nd. So we're kind of in this beautiful little vacuum now of this portal for a couple weeks. Yesterday really opened the door to the energies of 2022 in the month of February. So what I took on at the beginning of this year is the word partnership. And I have a crystal that is currently under my pillow because I'm doing some dream work with that crystal, but it's my partnership crystal. And it's two crystals side by side, which represent the coming together with myself and other people, myself and my spirit team, myself and my instruments, myself and the Mother Earth, really partnership of any kind is what I'm looking at for 2022. So what are you up to in the year 2022? I'd love to hear what you're up to this year and what it is that you could use some healing around. A lot of going on, got lots of it, as we always do. But as you know, things are a little amped up last couple years. And so many of the things that we used to take for granted as the way life was are changing and pretty drastically. So how are you holding up with all of the change in the world? Would love to hear from you with that and give you some assistance for your energy body in order to know how to proceed from here forward. Because remember, you never have to do life alone, even if it feels like it. If you need a little help with grounding, if you need a little help with navigating the way of the world, then these types of shows are the way to assist you in connection with your inner self. So in a little bit, we're going to take a break, but I'd really like you to think about, what is it that I need right now? If I had a magic wand, and let's say I was a fairy godmother, to be able to grant it to you right now, what is it that you need in this moment? All right, we're going to take a break. I recommend that you go get yourself some water. If you need to do a little bit more grounding, have some nuts, or a little piece of chocolate, something that's going to bring you into your body even more so that you can be here now and be able to experience the healing that you need right now. We'll be right back.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In the heart's journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order the Heart's Journey Healing Hearts Oracle Cards and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Do you ever wonder why you were put here on this earth? What your soul is being called to do? What brings you the greatest satisfaction? Tune in to the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where she will help you learn to really lean in and trust the wisdom and power within you, creating a success you never thought possible. If you want to grow this wisdom inside you and understand your life purpose, visit PersonalWisdomCoachingNow.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm here to talk to you about language of light, energy healing. So what is the language of light? For those of you who are tuning in and may not have a clue what I'm talking about, my understanding from years ago, from when I first got introduced to this concept of light language, is that it is soul to soul, energy to energy contact. So there are many ways to experience energy, and light language, or the language of light, is a way to experience the energy of the soul. So as human beings, wherever we grew up, wherever we are living, we have a certain language that we're speaking, right? So I'm a white Caucasian female. I speak the English language. If I grew up in France, I would be speaking French. I would learn that. I would know that. I might learn another language on top of that so that I could communicate in different ways. Light language is like that. It's a way for the soul to communicate in the ways that the light body can understand. Okay. That's the simplest way that I can say that. Through time, I've learned that this light comes from the star beings, the stars in our sky, and not just this galaxy, but many other galaxies also have the stars. And so the stars information that's coming through, the codes, may be from a star that existed thousands of years ago. And my understanding is that some of them are very ancient. Some of the languages that come through are very ancient. So it doesn't matter with your intellectual mind if you understand what's coming through. What matters is that you, as a soul, are willing to open to all of the different ways of experiencing spirit, of experiencing your soul path, of experiencing the light. We talk a lot about vibrational light. This is a way to experience that. So you might also know this as toning. Toning is another form of light language that can come through. And sometimes that comes through with my light language that I channel. So we hopefully we'll have some callers eventually on this show. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-930-2819. And let me know if we do have a caller anytime, Jacob.
That would be great. Ah, okay. Mackenzie from Renton is on the line. Yes. Hello, Mackenzie. Hey. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Good. So I can kind of hear you.
Okay, well, that's good. Welcome to the Empower Me Show.
Thank you.
Glad,
it's good to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
So on this show, we talk about the language of light and energy transmissions, and it's an opportunity for you to experience healing on any level for yourself. And so with the portal just happening yesterday, the 2/2/2022 portal, we just had an opening for partnership, an opening for connection to our inner core, really connection to releasing all those things that no longer serve us. So for you, what is it that I can help you with today, Mackenzie?
That portal was a doozy for sure. I feel like I'm on the better side of it now, which is great. Things are starting to open up. Like you said, a new relationship possibly, which is great. Helping me let go of, again, like things you said that don't serve me, like family shame. Letting go of a very painful old relationship that just ended. Just letting go of the doubts and tuning up to source more, just really feeling that connection and that presence, my full okay. self more, I guess.
Got it. Awesome. Okay. So, all right.
And money.
So
money always helps.
Oh, money. Yes. We all need money, don't we? All right. So what I do is that I just call in the energies that are needed for you at this time. And then they just work through me. So we'll just go to town with this. Okay. You know, this kind of cool. work, because I worked with you before. So thank you for calling in. Mm-hmm. So we're going to call in. We're going to call in the energies that Mackenzie needs right now for his well-being. And we ask that the spirit guides, teachers, and angels that are working with Mackenzie right now in 2022 enter into this space right now in this moment. And we ask that they work through me for him on the highest level. And we ask any other beings that are ready to assist with money, shame, guilt, releasing old relationships that no longer serve him, and really opening to the energies that are needed from here forward for his health and well-being. We ask them to come through, and any information that he can use right now to move forward from here to the next day, to the next day, to the next day, as long as he needs to right now. Just listen to this rattle. It's going to help to release anything from your body system. So we immediately started with it coming down from above your seventh chakra. So it's coming down and entering into the top of your head. So go ahead and place one hand on the top of your head, Mackenzie, and just tap in there, allowing that crown to open.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Tap it. Is that what you said?
Tap the top of your head. Yes, tap the top of your head.
Okay.
There we go. We ask that the energies that are working with Source directly come into the top of Mackenzie's head, opening that crown chakra. All right, we ask those energies now to come all the way in to the brain, opening that full crown chakra, and then bringing that energy down into the third eye, right between your eyebrows. So go ahead and tap where you're in between your eyebrows, right where your third eye is. Wow, I'm seeing a lot of purple. And bringing that energy all the way down into your throat chakra. And just tap that throat chakra a little bit, nice and gently. This is your communication center. So being able to speak up what you need in this moment. The more that you do this kind of toning, the more it's actually going to unlock some of that stuck energy in your throat. So you can do that with me, or you can do that after this call and just allow that sound to come out through your throat. It will help to clean it out and clear it out. Sometimes we just need to cough as well, just to just unlock it. All right. So then we go down into the heart chakra and we tap that. Tapping, tapping. We ask that the beings that work specifically with shame come in now and work with this heart chakra. And also down in the solar plexus, tapping that, because the shame can get locked in to the heart, especially when it comes to relationships, and in the solar plexus when your place of power. So when we tap both of those, we're actually unlocking that stuck energy, allowing it to open. Hey Naya do a de hey what of a hey and a hey. We ask the specialists that work with shame to enter into the solar plexus, unlocking and releasing all stuck energies there. I'm seeing a spiral. So you can use your hand and just go ahead with your fingertips and just make that mark of the spiral right into that solar plexus, helping you to just allow that energy to spiral in and then spiral out. You can go the opposite direction with that spiral to release it out. Whew. And then we go down to the second chakra, your sacral chakra. This is the place of money, family. A lot of energy might be stuck in there, as well as in the back where the sacrum is, which is at the end of the tailbone. Might be a little sore in there. People that have issues in that area may be dealing with low back pain. So we ask those energies to unlock now. any dealings with survival, those might get stuck. So we now, I'm going to bring in the drum again to allow those energies to unlock. Bye. Oh, so now we ask that any information that is needed at this time for Mackenzie at this moment start coming in fully for him. We also ask that the base chakra, the first chakra, which is our seat of power, our seat of human power, the base of who we are. The very
Pam, I can barely hear you.
Well, it might be your phone if you're on a phone call. So
okay.
The first chakra is your seat of power. It's your place of the beginning. So when we go into the first chakra, we are looking at our base needs, our need for connection, our need for sustenance as far as food, water, sunshine, our need to survive. So we go back to remembering our choice to be here now. And we ask that the Earth Mother bring her energy up into our first chakra and ask to bring that light all the way up through the spine, connecting in with our pillar of light in our spine, which is our, again, our place of power, because the spine holds us upright, being able to connect in with who we are as human beings. So we ask now that we are given exactly the information that Mackenzie needs right now. Okay, I immediately heard forgiveness, Mackenzie. Forgiveness for the frailties, the miscommunications, the uncertainties, the imperfection of yourself and those that you feel have harmed you. So forgiveness work is key. Again, to the unlocking of what's next for you. So one of the things that works really well is to do forgiveness work. There are actual forgiveness coaches and therapists out there that work specifically with forgiveness. And so when we have those communications, it actually assists us individually to release the hold that we have had on these other people in our lives. And the first person to forgive is self. So allow yourself to work with the energies of forgiveness and ask your guides, teachers, and angels to help you. And they will show you the way. Is there anything else that I can assist with today for you, Mackenzie?
Just maybe shoring up that connection a little bit more. I guess tuning up a little bit more with the source.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the more that you bring light into your body, the more that you're going to connect with that essence of spirit. Okay. Source exists in the world. Source created everything that's in form on the planet Earth. So anytime that you're connecting to a human being, to a plant, to a tree, to the dirt on the ground, to a crystal, that's your connection to Source. Source exists in all things that are alive. So even though you might not feel that in your feeling body, your knowing body can connect to it. So trust that you know that you know that you know.
Right.
And your guides will work on any level with you. So ask for the intention to up-level your feeling body. Okay? So we ask Mackenzie's spirit team to work with him on the feeling body level so that he can feel his connection to Source. We ask the knower in him to connect to the feeler in him now. Ena ka ikena maki ada chine tiki samaye. Uke la chana maki I sana maka ainea. Oke la chana niki sana maki ana. O te sana ki nakia. All right, sweetheart. So there you go. Hopefully that helped you in your day. If you have any other requests or any other needs, go to the empowermeshow@gmail.com and we can assist with more healing for you. I'm also available.
Well, thank you so much, Pam.
I'm also available as a coach and a healer for you on the side if you'd like. Okay?
Awesome.
Okay. So have a wonderful day, darling.
You too. Thank you so much, Pam. This was fun.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. All right. So I don't think we're going to take another break because we have other people that have requested some healing today. And I'd like to get that done for them so that that can happen. If there's any other people that would like to receive healing or transmissions, you know the number, but I will give it to you again. It's 1-800-930-2819. And if you guys have a hard time hearing me, please let me know because I can definitely bring my voice up a little bit more if you're having trouble hearing me. So I'd like to send out a message for Bobby, who lives in Florida now, and he would like help with hope, courage, knowledge that everything's okay. Bobby's in a place of a lot of transitions right now in his life, like many of you are, I'm sure. So if you are in a place where you need to have assistance with the integration process, with the things that you're going through, this one's for you, okay? This transmission. So just go ahead and listen to your inner voice. Check in with that wise self that knows who you are. And connect in with your breathing now. Connect in with your breathing. Connect in with the part of you that knows how to listen to your inner voice. That inner voice tells you exactly what's going on in any moment and what you need. Allow these tones to assist you as well, opening the vibrational field and allowing yourself to experience all the different vibrational frequencies that exist for you right now. So we ask the energies of hope and courage now to come in completely in this moment. We ask that the energies that are working with Bobby in Florida now come in and work specifically with him in whatever capacity that's needed right now for his well-being, and guide him in his decision-making process with what's up for him to take action on, knowing that it's all perfect, whole and complete, and that he is divinely guided in every moment. We ask that these beings now work specifically with his body system, connecting him with all of the guides, teachers, and angels that he adores and knows in this moment. And those beings that are on the periphery watching, the watchers, that's their job, is to watch the way that your life is unfolding for you and assist in whatever capacity is needed for the guides that work directly with your body system need in this moment. So the watchers act as guardians. If you imagine them in a circle around you, the watchers see energies that may be coming in that might not exactly be for your highest and best good. And the watchers allow the inner circle of the guardians to know what's going on. So the watchers are kind of your protectors, if you will. And you can ask them for assistance. Whatever you believe about the way that the world works is what you're going to experience. Consider that. Consider that knowing. And if what you're believing about the world isn't serving you, then the invitation is to release it. Ask it to go away. Ask it to go bye-bye. You are the one that's responsible for your own frequencies in your body. So as you are looking at hope and you're looking at courage, courage is acting in the face of your fear and allowing the lion to speak up about what you need. Allow that shift to occur for yourself, and you will be guided in the next step. Wetaraki anakita daye kwa baye kukula charabeme naki samane ki amaye. We release you now, Bobby. We release you, Mackenzie, to go through your day now. Thank you for allowing this channel to assist with your well-being. Know that I am available to you outside of this call, and you know where to find me at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. All right, who's next? Let's see here. All right, Cindy. Cindy from Issaquah, Washington, would like some help with her neuroma pain, the neuropathy that she's dealing with, pain, and the reduction of the neuroma that is shown up in her left foot. So we now ask the assistance of the guides, teachers, and angels that work with Cindy to come into this now moment and assist her with really allowing the left foot and the right foot to work together as a team to hold her body system up as physical health continues to be created for her. The feet are about standing in your power. The feet are about movement in the world. The left side of the body is about receiving. So looking at what is it that is in the way of your receiving, Cindy? What's in the way? Allow your knowing to show you what's in the way. We ask that the specialists for the neuroma that's in the left foot come in and work specifically with the specialists, the practitioners, the doctors that are assisting Cindy with this left foot issue. We ask to work specifically with them and with the inner healer that exists in Cindy. Aneku pateku pupu nesa ina na oeye. Kole kareku una meku uma e uma e. So what I'm seeing with this neuroma, Cindy, is I'm seeing this very red inner piece, which is the neuroma, this nerve. The nerve center is actually angry. That's what I'm getting from that. It's angry red. But from that angry red center that is causing you pain is also light. So I'm seeing this golden, these golden rays of light that are coming out from that core of that neuroma. So see this as you're receiving this channeling and allow your consciousness to go right into the center of that. Okay. So the light of the gold light is actually in the center of that angry nerve that's in that foot, the nerves that are in that foot. So go right into the center. And I'm going to use my voice to go right into that center. And we're going to see if we can break some of that up. Okay. So it's like a laser that's going in and breaking things up. And what I know about Cindy is that Cindy's working with professionals now to deal with this issue. And so we are asking that the transmission that's coming through right now goes directly to the professionals that are working with this condition that Cindy's dealing with. And we ask that every time that you work with these professionals, Cindy, that you actually ask your team to accompany you into every single session with them. This is going to help them to be able to treat you well, to treat the symptoms of what's going on with this body that you call yours. Naki naki ata te da baye ku u. We now are creating this beautiful egg to be living within right now for you. It's a pink egg that is surrounding you to create your world of love that you can live within. And as you bring yourself to that knowing of that beautiful pink light, the energies that are working with you expand all of this love energy to fill you up from the inside, going directly into exactly what's needed in the body system. And that it allows you to expand out into the world, the other love energy that exists. All right, and I'm going to go ahead and close this session, Cindy. Thank you very much for your request for healing today. And I release Cindy now to go on with her day. Know that you are absolutely available. I'm available for you, and you are available to contact me anytime at theempowermeshow@gmail.com for further healing, coaching, assistance of any kind for your well-being. Thank you for writing in. And we have a few minutes left. We've also have Marion, who's dealing with some memory issues and some confusion and concerns, and her family is concerned as well. And she lives in North Carolina. So we're asking that the beings that work with memory, work with the brain, actually come in and assist. We also bring in my dad, Jerry Bai. We also bring in Catherine as well into this moment for dealing with the brain, with confusion, with Alzheimer's, all of the neurological issues that are happening now for them. We now ask that the beings that work with those things come in fully, completely now and work with these people. Elaka de kuku lechera baya. Hena, 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 mahi, una, mana, e. So I'm again seeing this beautiful golden light, these light rays like the sun, coming in and shining directly into the brain, allowing the expansion of the connections for the each of the brain stems, each of the portals that are connected to the different brain centers. And we thank these beings for working with the brain directly. The Menahui, thank you. Aneke inana ye kiki ata ye kuara ye. Oop, oop, oop. Ooh. And we ask all of the beings that work with each of these people individually, assist them with their day-to-day lives. We ask the caregivers that are connected to these people to assist with everyday tasks, knowing that as they do that, each individual that is dealing with brain and processing for the brain, each of those caretakers are assisted in this moment. Hela tara ki itara beku da da yesu amamaye ki amaya chatisi. Hu vati tata de te atate namakiye. Hu nahina. Thank you, Creator, for assisting with this healing transmission for all those that have received today. We are grateful that we are able to assess our own inner worlds, receive exactly what we need in every moment, and allow ourselves to expand into the fullness of who we are. We now close this transmission. And thank you, thank you, thank you. May all of you be well. May all of you know that you are exactly who you are meant to be, who are you're needed to be, and who are you're guided to be in this moment. All right, welcome back. That was a wonderful, wonderful hour of transmissions for you. I'm so grateful that those of you that wrote in for your own healing. And thank you, Mackenzie, for calling in. Hopefully you received exactly what you needed today. And know that as you are receiving these transmissions on a monthly basis from me, that the guides know exactly what you need in every moment. So don't hesitate to ask, even if you don't understand what you're receiving from them, okay? The more that you ask, the more that you receive. So if you're not sure, if you have guides, simply ask, do I have guides that walk with me every day? Do I believe in a God out there? Do I connect in with animals, with totems, with crystals, with color, you know, with music, whatever it is that you believe in, you can connect to that and receive guidance. Remember, you never have to be alone, ever, ever, ever. So know that you're loved, know that you're guided, know that I'm always here for you in every moment. If you want further services with me, you can go to Bright Butterfly Enterprises at gmail.com, or you can find me at the Empower Me Show at gmail.com. Let me know that you'd like to receive some guidance, some assistance, and we can talk about what's next for you. Because you never have to do life alone. You never have to be a secret. You never have to feel like you can't get the answers that you need. Next week, we're going to talk about the full body wellness system and how it relates to you and what kind of support you can receive from that. Until next time, we will talk to you later and have an amazing, blessed day. I love you.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. you are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.